The flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, says all the social interventions introduced by the NPP administration to alleviate the suffering of Ghanaians have collapsed within the 3 years of the NDC government. He mentioned the National Youth Employment Program, National Health Insurance Scheme, and free maternal care. He has therefore appealed to Ghanaians to vote massively for the NPP come December 7 to revive the interventions. Nana Akufo-Addo said this during the official launch of the campaign of Sarah Ajua-Safo as candidate for the Dome Kwabena constituency at Taifa in Accra. Baba Otu has the details.
Thousands of NPP party faithful thronged the Taifa Norway Park in Accra, where the aspiring NPP candidate for the Dome Kwabena constituency, Sarah Ajua-Safo, officially launched her campaign. Clad in party's colors, supporters chanted slogans amidst singing and dancing. Before the rally, party faithful from the constituency and elsewhere were given free medical screening for various diseases such as hypertension and diabetes. There was a deafening noise when the flag bearer of the MPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, arrived in the company of the former president, J.A. Kufo, his running mate, Dr. Mahamadou Bawumia, former minister of finance and economic planning, Yao Osafo-Mafo, MP for Dome Kwabena, Professor Mike Okwe, and aspiring MP, Ajua-Safo. Nana Dodankwa was optimistic that the MPP, when voted into power, would be committed to transforming the lives of the people.
The better Ghana agenda is a failure. Now, I tell for you, slow down now, is now a cynical and cruel joke. I tell for you, under all these hardships that the most administrator has brought, we have put on here, I've been. Na Ghana too many babies that government ever know. Women near 33 any about the GST. Baby kind. That's why I don't fight Emma and Juma. Abba, I'm not number one priority for the new government that we're going to bring. Number two, economy is also Ababa. If you are running now to bring up my Akofu. We're going to bring free secondary education to the children of our country, to prepare our country for a new economy and a new era. And then national health insurance. So I have done about the block. The young Sabia, 600 young people, and Ma. It's a amazing time. The national health insurance team is collapsing.
Former President Kufo urged the people to rally behind the MPP to create wealth to develop the country. He said Ghana has all it needs in terms of resources, but what was lacking is prudent management, and that is what the MPP will provide when it comes to power. He also appealed to the constituents to vote for Ajua-Safo to enable the MPP retain constituency seat. The MP for Dome Kwabena, Professor Michael Kwee, threw his support behind the aspiring MP Ajua-Safo and urged all supporters of the party to do same to ensure massive victory.
NPP's candidate for Dome Kwabena, Sarah Ajua-Safo, ending that report by Baba Otu. From Dome Kwabena, we move to Ablekuma South, where the Member of Parliament, Fritz Bafo, has called on the electorate to renew his mandate to enable him to continue with the projects he has started. He said there are a lot of communities in the constituency which need to be developed, citing drains, schools and clinics as part of his agenda. Mr. Bafo, who is also the Minister for Information, was speaking at the official launch of his campaign at Choko in Accra. Mauku Ajeman has filed this report.
Hundreds of party supporters gathered at the Choko Tea Garden Park. They were dressed in NDC colors and danced to tunes of live band music and NDC campaign songs. The MP of Ablekuma South, Fritz Bafo, said since he was elected MP for the area, he has focused on the communities that needed urgent help, saying that the Dansoman Road, which was started years ago, will soon be completed.
We've got to do a lot of work to make sure that this seat remains with the NDC. We've got to continue with our development agenda. we've got a lot of work to do. There's drainage to be built, there are roads to be built, there are lighting areas, security, the schools have got to be finished. We've got a lot of things. We are building a clinic in one of the areas. We're trying to ensure that the people are safe, secure, and that they have it in a party that cares about them. We concentrated on the areas that were deprived. Now there are certain areas that need attention. Mamprobi, Choko, Kolegon, or Kolebu, New Mamprobi, they need attention. They've got drainage problems, they need health centers, they need their schools to be finished, they need their roads to be completed, they need lighting, they need security for the people. So basically, I've got a development agenda that is long, and I've got to work. We started with the areas that were very deprived, and now we are coming to the next level in order to do our work.
Mr. Balfour said he is poised to complete work in the constituency and asked the electorate to retain him so he can continue with the projects he has started. The MP for Dadekotopo, Ni Amasano Mwale, who is also the Deputy Minister of Agriculture in charge of fisheries, said the NDC has fulfilled a lot of its promises and stressed the need for them to vote for President John Evans Atta Mills to continue with the works he has started. Also at the function were the MP for Ablekuma Central, Theophilus Chai, the parliamentary candidate for Odududu, Nilante Vanderboy, and former Volta Regional Minister Joseph Amenowode.
Mauku Fiahe Ajeman filed that report.